Fourth One. Boogie in the Morning.
And Edinburgh Airport is to be renamed after one of the area's most famous writers. Soon to be unveiled as the Ian Rankin International, the Rebus author says he's honoured to be involved. Here's the airport spokesperson, Stuart Young.
Yeah, we've been working on this project for the last 6 months or so. Our executives spent a long time trying to find the best person to name the airport after. It was felt that Ian was the perfect choice.
And there's more on this story at fourthone.com.
And in the local news today, Edinburgh Airport to be renamed Ian Rankin International after the local crime writer. We were talking about this just yesterday. The move follows the direction of Belfast and Liverpool airports. Liverpool Airport was renamed John Lennon International after the Beatle, obviously. And Belfast City Airport was renamed George Best International. And the airport bosses here in Edinburgh say, we didn't want to commemorate the past, but instead celebrate the here and now about the city. Ian is one of the country's best loved authors and best known for Rebus novels, which are all set right here in the city.
Now, we've been debating this when we heard that in the news, and we've had a disagreement over, because I think this is a very astute person to pick. I think it's fantastic.
I wouldn't have picked Ian Rankin. I would have picked J.K. Rowling.
But we've had this discussion. Saying. But she wrote Harry Potter in Edinburgh. She lives in Edinburgh. She's an incredible writer. But her stories aren't set in Edinburgh. They're not about Edinburgh. And don't tell me about Hogwarts is based on fetus. I know that. But the fact is, he keeps bringing that up as an argument.
Is that how I speak?
Yes.
Okay.
But all of John Rebus, the stories about John Rebus set in Edinburgh, around Edinburgh.
I get it. But, you know, and J.K. Rowling's not from Edinburgh originally, is she?
No.
Well, neither's Ian Rankin. He's from Cardinden.
Close enough.
It's not close enough. You walk down Cardinden High Street and ask people, are you from Edinburgh? You'll get punched, probably.
I think it's a fantastic
Don't get me wrong. I think it's a brilliant honour. I think there was people ahead of him in the queue. That's all I'm saying.
Who else?
Sean Connery.
Oh, come on. He's never here. Ever.
He only uses the airport when he's leaving the country.
Yeah.
A ceremony unveiling the new signage has been planned for the 28th of April, which is Ian Rankin's 55th birthday.
Oh, I think that's a lovely
and
thing.
And it will be known as Ian Rankin International Airport.
I mean, if you read his books, I love them.
They're fantastic. Look, nobody's debating that, Arlene. It's just JK Airport would have been better, wouldn't it?
JK Airport.
Oh, yeah, we've already got Prestwick, haven't we? For that. So what do you think of this? We've got Julie in Edinburgh on the phone. Hi, Julie.
Is J.K. Rowling not English?
Yeah, she is, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so why would you want to name a Scottish airport after an English person?
Well, because when she lives in Edinburgh, she's based in Edinburgh's a very cosmopolitan city. You can't just discount her because she's English.
Well, they could name an airport in London after her, or wherever in England she stayed, was born.
No. Harry Potter's the biggest book franchise in the history of the world.
No, I'm with Arlene.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Edinburgh.
No, nothing at all.
All right.
So what do you think about Ian Rankin International then?
No, I agree with that because although he wasn't born in Edinburgh, he lives in Edinburgh, all his books are set
in
Edinburgh.
So does J.K. Rowling!
Be quiet! He's invested a lot of money in Edinburgh.
Okay.
You tell him, Julie.
All right, Julie, thanks for phoning.
Thank you, bye.
See ya, bye-bye. Caelan in Livingston, hiya.
Just about the Ian Rankin Airport.
Yeah.
Edinburgh is a UNESCO City of Literature, so that does make sense.
Ah!
It's an UNESCO...
UNESCO.
UNESCO. What's UNESCO?
UNESCO City of Literature. They're worldwide awards that are awarded to cities. Glasgow is a UNESCO City of Music.
Okay, so we're famous for our literature then.
That's probably why they've come up with them.
Okay. So, but again, Harry Potter is the biggest series of books ever made, right? I mean... They've sold more books than anybody.
Yeah, okay, J.K. Rowling does live here, and she has donated money to, obviously, the University of Edinburgh for the Anne Rowling Institute.
Yeah.
But she wasn't born here.
Okay, well, Cardinden's not really... I suppose it's the local airport for Cardinden, isn't it, really, when you think about it? Because Edinburgh Airport's not just for the city, for the Borders and the Lothians and Fife as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
Okay, but
you seem to be very knowledgeable about this.
I'm a student recruitment officer for the University of Edinburgh, so these are all the points I have to make.
Oh, okay. And what do you think of the idea? Do you like it?
Yeah, I think it's good for us. Ian Rankin's one of our graduates.
Oh, brilliant.
Brilliant.
Fantastic. And what about his books? Do you like them?
I do, yeah. And I like the fact that, as the lady before commented on, they're set in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So when you're actually reading them, you can picture yourself in the areas. A lot of it's set in Marchmont.
Have you been to the Oxford Bar, then?
I have, yes.
See, that'll be the next thing. They'll be renaming Wetherspoons in the airport, the Oxford Bar, won't they? Okay, well, listen, Caelan, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
All right, thanks, Darren.
See ya, bye-bye. We've got Ian on the phone! Morning, Ian!
Hi there, folks.
Good morning, Ian. So, well, first of all, we should say congratulations. What an amazing honour.
Yeah, although it does mean I've lost 20 quid, because I had 20 quid on Sean Connery.
of course, it was odds-on favourite, I think, as well, for J.K. Rowling. Why do you think she didn't get it?
I don't know. Maybe because a lot of folk think J.K. Rowling is something that goes on in Glasgow on a Saturday night, honestly.
Yeah, you don't want J.K. International Airport, do you?
It might not fit too well. No, I don't know. I mean, I guess they couldn't get... Probably would have wanted Harry Potter Airport if they could have got it. You go to... Is it Wellington in New Zealand? You go there and it's all themed like Lord of the Rings now. They've got a giant golem on the roof and everything, and it would have been lovely if we could have had Harry Potter, but I'm sure the trademark would have been a problem there. Mm. Might explain why they're not calling it John Rebus Airport, although I don't think Rebus even owns a passport, to be honest with you.
Obviously, when you got approached for this, how did they sell it to you? Did they give you some perks that you might get as you go through the airport?
Well, the new security lines, I get to bypass that, a bit like First Minister, I get taken to the front of the queue.
Oh, do you now?
No, I don't. No, I'm joking. No, I don't. No, you don't even get access to the lounges. No.
You must get extra baggage allowance on Ryanair, though, surely.
I don't know. I'd have to check that with Ryanair. I mean, usually when I go anywhere in the world, I only take a wee backpack with me anyway. I mean, I'm just back a few days ago from Lyon in France, where I was at a festival, and it's always hand luggage only because I can't even bother with waiting by those... baggage, you know, things waiting for the carousels, just waiting for yours, which is always the last suitcase, always the last one off. And it doesn't matter where you land in the world, it's always wet. You know, your suitcase is always wet. You think, there's been no rain here for months.
So I don't know if you've seen the logo that we got a little look at the logo that they're hoping to put on the front of the airport now. And what they're using is the last two letters of your name, Rankin, and the first two letters of International. And they've sort of merged them. But there's a slight flaw with that in that it looks like Rank International Airport.
Well, if you've got the name Rankin, you get used to all kinds of misspellings and possible errors. So I guess I'll just have to live with that.
Yeah.
And let's hope it's off the first rank.
Yes, exactly.
I have heard that Jonathan Ross is never flying into the airport ever again.
I was once invited along to the Q Awards in London, and the only reason I was invited at Jonathan was Jonathan Ross was hosting, and I just wanted to hear him say my name. That's a true story, by the way.
I love it. Ian Rankin, thank you so much for coming on the show today. It's been absolutely brilliant. Thanks for being on, mate.
Cheers now, bye.